So what's the appropriate methodology? I'm not going into the methodology. I think I just skip this because of lack of time. But the thumb rule I would like to suggest over here is that whatever the methodology that has been used, that methodology should reflect the needs of the river in a future perspective, because we are not looking at the asset scenario. A river is something which has to be there after you and me just, I mean, we are wiped out from this world. Our the future generations also have to live. We also have to depend on the same rivers. So because I'm also talking this from the perspective because BBM, like building block methodology, is now being propagated by the MOEF. And I'm sure that it is one of the best methodologies because it was developed in South Africa. A condition like ours is very complicated, river systems are very complicated, multiple dependencies. So it was very important that rather than allocating flows, very important that we are trying to mimic the natural flow regime. So this is a very important development with respect to the environmental flows discourse. Because in India, we, for example, as far as in the Himachal Pradesh, because of high court direction, 15% flows has been arbitrarily assigned for all the rivers. But mimicking the natural flow is a different aspect. There, what you are doing is, you are looking at throughout the year, for the different season, for the different needs, how much flows are needed, and based on that, you are building and reaching the best combination of flows. So, and where there is a minimum deviation from the natural flowing condition of the river. And that is very different from just assigning some values of 20% or 10% to the river. So that will be it. So this is very important, and this is very important because it should reflect what are the needs of the river, what are the ecological needs of the river, for the fish, or the biodiversity, or the aquatic biology, or for floodplains, what is the need of the river, and from a futuristic perspective. And now coming down to the very important, now India has not reached anywhere in the implementation stage, but still we have to start talking about this. Because tomorrow, both dam rivers and those rivers where dams are going to come up, e-flows will have to be used as an important tool, either for storing the dam, or for improving the, or restoring the river. So what happens is, we will have a lot of implementation challenges before us. Because ultimately, it's everybody who is going to together implement the whole process. So very important thing which has to be taken into consideration is the rivers are, we have, each river system is unique. Though we have regional similarities like the Himalayan rivers, the Western Ghats rivers, and like the rivers like the Narmada and all, which are a different category from the Tapi and all, slightly different category of the Western Ghats and the Himalayan rivers. But hydrological, ecological, these are different. Because the catchment variability is there, the type of vegetation within the catchment, even the mountains, for example, the Himalayans are young mountains, while the Western Ghats are pre-Cambrian, the oldest mountains. So here again, the river systems, the way they operate in the river, the weathering process they carry out, the morphological process they carry out. For example, the Tehri Dam, it took 2 years since it has started. In the Western Ghats River, it just takes about 10 years or 20 years. So that because the mountains are much older. So in the Western Ghats River, if you cut down the forest, it will take place within 2 years. So this is the difference that I'm talking about. So hydrologically and how the rivers carry the water and the different types of flows is very important because when we carry out implementation, we cannot have a standard implementation process for the entire country. And unlike in the Western countries where the dependence on the river, dam river is very, very low, we have a situation right from the Kumbh Mela or even to the fishing or in the boat. Everything, we have a direct dependence on the river is very high. But we are still, in spite of so much advancement in hydrology and data management, we still have a problem of, we don't have pre-dam hydrological, ecological data. How do we know how the river was before the dams? Here, in Northeast, come here. I'm not audible about this is a very important thing which has to be discussed in detail, I think, later on. That's a lack of proper hydrological and ecological data, database. So from where do we start working? Especially for undammed rivers, especially because in Brahmaputra and the tributaries where the river dams are just coming up, this is a golden opportunity by which we can generate our own ecological and hydrological data for countering many of the destructive dams that are being covered. Because in Western Ghats rivers, it's too late. Many of the dams came up about 60, 70, some of the dams came up even 100 years back. And another important thing is the political priorities. What is the political priority? We all know Arunachal Pradesh wants more and more dams. At the same time, at the national, the NBWL meeting, which that was held in Delhi, while the many of the committee members did not, they're very vociferously demanding that the lower railway project has got a lot of ecological problems associated with it. The Arunachal Pradesh government was saying that no, all the problems can be solved and we need more dams. So political priorities of each state will be different, and we are all in the race for building more and more dams. So this is very important, because for them e-flows, lower the e-flows, that is the best scenario for them. But then we'll have to advocate for more e-flows. So automatically bringing down the number of dams. And the other important thing is, I mean, of course, communities know more about the e-flows than us, people who are sitting like this. But they know it in a different way. Tomorrow, for bargaining for more e-flows, it's very important that communities also are able to relate this to the science of their e-flows. So I think this is here people like us have a very important role to play as facilitators. How we can improve the awareness of the flow, ecology, linkages, and how the communities are dependent on it. I am reminded of an example in the Mekong River, but I'm not going to because of lack of time. And very important that we have different norms for dammed and developed rivers, and those rivers where dams are just in the pipeline, like in the Brahmaputra Basin. Very important is we don't have a very good institutional framework within which environment flows can be properly implemented, managed, and monitored. So institutional challenge is very important tomorrow. Within what framework? Because all departments which are using the same river, they don't have any coordination between them. Because in the river which we are working, I found it in the last 50 years, not even once, the electricity board or the irrigation department who share the same river and the same water, they have never sat together and discussed. Because the upstream dam reservoir operation is affecting the downstream irrigation project. But they have never sat together and discussed about this. We had to intervene through the facilitation process. But even then, the power board is not at all ready to come down from their upstream level to the downstream. In all ways, in all senses, I mean, at the level of ego also. I'm just giving two examples from the Western Ghats, where the political priorities are played, the other is the Mullaperiyar Dam. Everybody must be familiar with the Mullaperiyar Dam, in which was a 119-year-old dam. It has completely diverted one tributary of the Periyar River into the Vaigai Basin of Tamil Nadu. Absolutely no flows except in monsoon for about 28 kilometers. The river is dry, absolutely dry, in the Kerala part. And but the political priority is building a new dam versus assuring the amount of water that Tamil Nadu has been enjoying for the last 116 years. But what's happening to the river, nobody's following. So in the political priority, and now very recently, sir, many of you are in the media would be knowing, the Supreme Court Empowerment Committee, they submitted the report on Mullaperiyar just 2 days back. And again, in the report, they have said there is no mention about the ecological aspects or the ecological implications of diverting the entire tributary into another basin. Similar, this downstream, this is the Parambikulam River, the same thing, the Parambikulam Aliyar Treaty, which is involving about 3 rivers, and where 9 dams have been built, and about 35% of water from the Chalakudi River is completely diverted to Tamil Nadu, and 4 tributaries have stopped flowing below the dams. And all these years, because the political priorities of Tamil Nadu and Kerala are different, and also the equations with the central government are different, in these 2 cases, no review has been done. There has been no charcha or no, though there are joint water committees and joint water boards, blah, 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 all this stuff. So what I'm talking about is, in e-flows, tomorrow, even in the context of dams, the political priorities will matter, and we have to figure out what can be done. And what are the important roles in the implementation? Because the government, for example, the government, according to me, it's very high time in India we had that a river or nature is a legitimate user of water. In South Africa, already has an act. The nature is a legitimate user of water. But we don't have that. So we have to haggle now. Every time, for every river, we are going on haggling. This is the flow that is required. So tomorrow, in place of haggling for flows, I think if we have a law in place, and I'll actually come to that later on, where nature or river is also a legitimate user of water, why can't we have it? Why can't we think about it? And another important thing is the Research Institute of River and River Experts. We presumably have IIT Guwahati here in the Northeast. We have a lot of research institutions. Can we look at what should be the optimum flows for the Brahmaputra, for all these tributaries of the dams are going to come up? and we have a lot to learn from the entire plural different communities, because they are very much aware of how much, what are the flows required for the different needs, especially in the fishing communities and the boatmen. I am sure they are very much aware of the amount of water that is required for the different seasons. And volunteer organizations like us, we have the very important role of catalyst, mediator, generating knowledge, providing knowledge, acting as a link.